Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Randolph moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Randolph moves to third. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Fisk to Fletcher covering second. The throw back to home, and Randolph is out at the plate. Vaughn moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Raines reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fletcher moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a pop-up beyond second. Fletcher can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randolph moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbert covering, for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Randolph is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-3 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Snyder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sosa is 0-for-3 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to second. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field. Sosa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sosa. Randolph moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cora moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bichette is 0-for-4 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-4 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-4 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.